This is the Closet Geek episode 94 for August 6, 2015.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have John and Ryan Ricks.
Woo!
Hello everybody.
And no Michael tonight.
No, we still, we were full strength last week, but again, we are one man down.
Yeah.
Man down!
He had a work party to go to. So, but yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm tired.
Me too. Let's just go to bed.
Yeah,
let's forget it.
Let's just not record and be like, yeah, let's all take a nap. All right. But yeah, so let's just jump right into it. Let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to check out. So, it was a really bad week for me.
It was a bad week for me, too.
Really?
Like, well,
I don't have much to talk about, but you...
Like, over the weekend, my wife was doing that big yard sale thing, and I helped with that. And this whole week, there's a big fair and rodeo going on in our county.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
so
I have a booth at it for
work. Right.
And so I'm there from like 9:30 to like 10 at night.
Wow. Does anybody actually come and talk to you at your booth?
Yeah.
Really?
Nobody wants to go
and
hear him.
I would think that would be kind of funny, like at a rodeo, to have like the, you know.
Well, it's a fair and rodeo. So there's a couple buildings that are full of just.
Oh, I see.
Booths of like vendors
sure.
People selling their wares and tares.
Cuckoo,
and stuff
cuckoo,
like that.
Cuckoo. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
But yeah, so I just been doing that this week, but it was so dull this afternoon that I actually was able to take my book and I finished my book.
The Summoner book?
Yes, the Summoner.
So is that like a series?
Yes, it's the first of, like, I think five
Okay,
books?
So maybe by this and time next year you'll be done with the series.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, like, and obviously she knew she was going to, you know, make this a huge series because they're, like, only, like, not even, like, a quarter into their, like, adventure.
Oh, okay.
Like, barely anything has happened in, like, this 600-page book.
Wow.
And but it was good. I enjoyed it. I read it all and enjoyed
it. Did you say 600 pages?
It's like 630.
Wow. That's crazy.
So So that was probably the only geeky thing I did this week. Oh, sad. I haven't even been able to play any Heroes or any of that stuff.
Aww,
so
I'm sorry.
I know. It's sad. It's a sad time.
It's a sad time to be busy and have
That's
a
right.
life.
That went to have work responsibilities.
You'll be thankful when you don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Gosh dang adulthood.
Anyway, so that's me.
Right.
That's it for me. So, John, what are you that wasn't
I'm
much.
Really trying to think hard, but, well, I mean, I...
Besides working at NASA.
Right, sure. My job in and of itself is geeky, but, you know, I think I mentioned I finally finished Eldest, which is this book two in the Inheritance cycle, and I'm moved on to Brisinger, which is book three, so I'm reading that. Didn't really get any real game time. I actually sat down because... I have the PlayStation Plus membership, so each month, as part of the PlayStation, you get free games. And so this month, one of the free games on the PS4 is the game Limbo, which I've played on the PlayStation 3, but now it's available on the PlayStation 4, and they put it out. So I kind of sat down for like maybe a half an hour while I was making dinner, just to kind of play that. But that's really the only gaming that I've done. I think the only really the other geeky stuff is I did watch like both the Microsoft and the EA conferences from Gamescom. And,
I was working and stuff, I wasn't even able to do
Okay. You know, just kind of, you know, reading up on the news coming out of Gamescom and stuff like that. But pretty light week in the geekiness for me. Oh,
awesome.
Like 3 out of my 5 PCs have now been upgraded to Windows 10.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
For some reason, my main PC that I'm using like right this very minute, my personal PC, it hasn't given me the notification to update, and I can actually
because we had a listener let us know, like, because we were wondering, I asked, can you just go to the website and download it, and a listener commented, he's like, yes, you can. You don't have to wait for that notification.
Correct.
You could just go to the Windows website and download.
Yeah, it's called like the media creation tool. But it essentially lets you just go ahead and download it. So the weird thing is that I've tried to run that, but it won't install it. It gives me an error saying something about having problems setting up the directory.
Maybe they're just having problems with lots of
No, I think it's – I think it
downloaded.
I'm not
stuff.
Sure if maybe my – I don't have enough open space on my primary drive. I think that's the main culprit there. So I'm going to have to look into it didn't give me a specific error number or an error code that I could go to Microsoft tech site and look up the error number. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of more research and see what's going on there. But other than that, that's about it for me. Ryan.
Cool.
Ryan.
Played some Exploding Kittens.
Woo!
Yeah!
How
was that?
Fun for the whole family.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Of course, we didn't play the not safe for work deck with the whole family. Just
right.
The basic deck. The kids get a kick out of the, you know, like the rainbow barfing cat and stuff like that.
Sure.
It's
of
all
course.
Fun. And it's fun. It's a fun game. My 8-year-old daughter actually won the last game.
There you go.
So,
that's cool.
It's
something the whole family can play.
She kept collecting cards, and I said, you know, you don't have to collect all the cards, you can play the cards. And she's like, no, I just want to collect as many as I can.
We're like
okay, and she ended up winning because of that.
She's a crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
Just collecting.
And I didn't play any Hearthstone this week, actually.
Weird.
Yeah. Played some World of Warcraft, lots of World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
And then made
and we'll talk about that
a
later.
A couple Wookiee kits.
Okay, good.
And what else? I know I did something else nerdy. I don't know.
You need to start your Dragon Con stuff, right?
Yeah, I need to fix Ultron's arms and make sure I fit into it. And I also need to adjust Beast, because last year I wore Beast with a muscle suit underneath.
Right.
But this year I'm going to omit the muscle suit, and so the fur has to be trimmed down
a tad.
And I still want to have it bulky enough to fit my vest, my cooling vest.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, cooling vest worked for about 45 minutes.
You were outside, though.
Yeah, in 100-degree weather. So.
Right. So it may be better if you're just planning on staying inside. Are you going to do the parade?
Not as Beast.
As Ultron?
No, I'm not as Ultron.
Chewbacca.
Maybe. That's it's a possibility. It depends on what my roommate's doing. If he's going to be Darth Vader, then I won't march with him. But if he's going to do a Wookiee.
Who are you going with?
My friend Mark from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Is he the one you did Tarful for?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So we're going to room.
Cool.
he's getting to be my roommate. I had a room, and then he called me and said, hey, you know, would you like to share the cost of the room? And I said, okay. So I canceled my room and just going to sleep on his floor on an air mattress.
There you
save
go.
Some money.
Sure.
Cost me about one
nice.
Third of the price.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. For real.
And that's coming up the Labor Day weekend?
Yes, the first weekend of September.
Got just about a month for that.
Yep. So I have
get on the ball.
Better hurry up.
I have lots of projects.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to make a helmet, I have to make a sword for other people, and then I have to fix my own costumes.
Wow.
Woo, work.
Yeah.
So next week.
But the good news is the kids start
update.
School.
That's right. So you
on
have
Monday.
Plenty of time.
Next week.
So
yeah.
I won't be constantly interrupted with, Daddy, will you play with me?
Yeah, gosh darn
okay.
it, Dad.
No, it's
getting
nice. I'll miss it when they stop asking. You know,
right.
Daniel, you never ask me to play with you anymore. What are you, 21? Yes, Dad, I am 21.
Yeah, I'm going to stop because you're creeping me out right now.
That's right.
They say that they say the day that your childhood ends is when you fall asleep and wake up in the same place.
What?
You know, because little kids fall asleep and
your parents
carry
always
them
pick
to
them
the
up.
Bed.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
When you fall asleep and you wake up in the same
Got
place.
Got it.
Makes sense. All right.
All right.
That's, well, light week for all of us, but you know, sometimes that happens. But there's some fun things to talk about this week, so let's go to the next segment of the show. The Weekly Geek. This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And, of course, the big thing this week was GamesCon, but we'll
yes.
get to focus on that a little bit later. Let's hit on some of these other lighter news
Fantastic
things.
Fantastic Four is the greatest movie ever.
Yeah.
9% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
9% after
9%.
5 reviews.
9%?
Well, you know it's kind of sad?
That it's 9%?
Like Paul Blart, Mall Cop number 2, was like 6%. So that's only 3% better.
Hey, but it's better.
And Paul Blart.
But it's better.
Oh.
But it's only 3%.
Some people really like Mall Cop.
So,
that's right.
It looks so... Well, it looks okay.
Well,
it looks
the,
average.
Well,
from the trailer,
what I got
the
from
yeah.
what I got from reading the critics' reviews and stuff like that is they did it. They said like it was just a confusing jumble of like they didn't know what they wanted to do. Like they're like, oh, let's be all serious, but then let's add this weird, funny dialogue that doesn't fit in the scene that makes it just weird and awkward.
Well, see, I wonder
they
if
said,
that has to do.
They said they wanted. They said they want. The critics are like, this should have been a more lighthearted movie,
right.
but they went for dark
like real,
and serious.
Realism.
Yeah, and they said it just didn't work at all.
Yeah.
See, because I know that the director had issues, and the producers...
the director has
well,
issues.
Well, no,
I mean,
he
you
had
know?
Issues with like trying to like finish the movie, and the producers actually had to step in and finish the movie. So some of that, you know, discombobulation may be because of the fact that it was other people that were trying to piece it together to put it out at the end. And
so it was directed by Josh Trank.
Trank.
What else has he done?
Right. Yes.
He did.
Oh, he did Chronicle.
Chronicle. Yeah.
Well, that's really a good film.
And that's why he got hired. But for some reason, he just had the.
And now. He's fine.
Right.
Well, now he's not going to get another job.
Well, and Chronicle and the fact that he got hired to do Fantastic Four is actually one of the reasons that Disney was going to hire him to do one of the anthology movies, probably the Han Solo
movies.
One that was announced recently. But they
not
fired
anymore.
Him. They said, no, we're going to go somebody else because you're a psycho.
You have issues.
Yeah. So yeah apparently, but
yeah.
Wow, 9%. I expected it to do better than that.
But you know what surprised me just as equally was Mission Impossible getting 93% on
I've
Rotten
heard
Tomatoes.
A lot.
Mission Impossible's have really generally not. Been pretty good.
I love the Mission Impossible.
I'm a big fan.
Don't
of
get
the
me
Mission
wrong.
Impossible
I've always enjoyed them, especially number three. Was
I really,
really, good.
I really just was kind of put off by Tom Cruise until I saw Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. Tom Cruise can make a good movie.
Well, one of the critics said that Tom Cruise is a true action star that very few can come close to him.
Well, see, wow. I liked
that's intense.
I don't know. I like.
Yeah, I was like, wow. That's
what
a,
is he
that's big
like?
Compliment.
Oblivion.
48, 49.
No. He's
55.
No, he's in his 50s
something. I know he's 50 something.
He's like mid 50s.
He does most of his stunts. He does.
He does all his own stunts.
Well, I wouldn't say all his own stunts.
He did the crazy airplane stunt where he's like literally hanging on the side of an airplane taking
it's
off.
Impressive.
I'm like, come on. So, all right, there's a reason why I got 93%. So, good for him.
Yes.
That means they'll put more.
So, yes. Oh, no, they're already planning on it. Like, Tom Cruise has already announced that he is making another one.
Yes, he said that on Jon Stewart.
So, unfortunately, Fantastic Four is
not
gone. So that brings me to a kind of, segue into this other story where apparently Fox is
wait
no
there is a Fantastic Four 2 on IMDb for 2017.
No, it'll never happen.
With the same cast and
no
director.
It'll never happen. I guarantee you they'll pull that plug on that one.
All right. Yes,
probably.
Fox, there's an news article that just came out today across a lot of different media places. Apparently, Fox is in final negotiations with Marvel to basically bring some kind of an X-Men oriented long-term series to TV.
Which is cool because they're like, we're not going to it's not going to be Wolverine and everybody.
It's
going to
be New Mutants.
Yeah.
But they're not going to call it New Mutants because nobody knows what that is.
Or maybe it'll be X-Force.
Yeah. But they were just saying that it's going to be – they're not going to have, like –
It's not going to be characters from
– your first-tier X-Men characters. It's going to be all these –
It's going to be the
other
B
ones
care,
that people don't
B-list.
Know about.
It'll be like
B-list
this
B-list.
Or like Ryan said, like the New Mutants. I think that's a really good idea, actually. But
– Because it's young.
The fact that Fox is basically going to Marvel and saying – Please let us do this. Marvel
but
is
after
this
their treatment
huge,
of Fantastic Four.
Dude, Marvel is in this huge position, and they could pretty much say, "Well, guess what?
If we do this,
we want
it has to be part of the cinematic
no,
universe."
No. I think they'll say something like,
"We
want
the rights
Fantastic
back.
Four license."
Yeah, they want the rights.
That's what they'll do. I think they'll be like, "We want the Fantastic Four license. If you're going to do X-Men on TV
and Spider-Man,
Spider-Man, but they've already had to deal with it.
Especially with the fact that obviously the
this movie is getting so bad reviews.
It's just tanking.
It's so silly.
It's not out yet.
It's not out until tomorrow.
So, I mean, just because the critics hate it does not mean it's not going to make a lot
of
money.
Look at how many critics hated all of the Transformer movies.
Yeah.
And they have all made like a bazillion
dollars. The top grossing movie last year was that Marine one? The Marines, American Sniper. And it's got zero awards.
Yeah.
But it was the top selling movie.
Right.
But to go back to what Ryan was saying about Fantastic Four 2, the second movie, it could very well happen
if they just make money.
That's true. And like, if it makes enough money, they'll
be like,
that's
all they really care about.
Magic Mike made money. so they made a second one.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And they made more than double what they spent on it. So
they can't really spend that much money on films.
They spent, I think, the first movie was like $17 million. I'm like, that much money to
they
make a
stripper
that much movie?
Money? Heard the money? No, it was all paying the people that were in it.
Right. It was paying the personal trainers to make them look good.
Oh well, that.
It'll
be interesting to see what comes out of this negotiation and what Fox is going to be willing to give up so that they can put X-Men on the TV.
Yeah.
No.
Marvel
I
has
just
all
want
the
them
cards.
To give up. I just want Marvel to negotiate something where they can use the phrase mutant. That's all I want.
I don't think that'll ever happen because Fox.
Mutant.
Because Fox is so strong with the X-Men. Especially now.
I know.
With like the First Class and the Days of Future Past being so successful.
Yeah, they won't. They make so much money with that.
I think that with Marvel canceling all Fantastic Four everything,
right,
and then the movie getting terrible critic reviews.
I think seriously,
I think you're right.
I think they're going to be like, we want Fantastic Four. You want X-Men? We want Fantastic Four.
Also, I think there's a ghost in John's room.
A ghost?
Is there?
It's behind you and it's moving constantly.
Really? I haven't been paying attention.
It's by your bed. I can see it. Can you see it?
It's moving. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you're creeping me out, dude.
It's moving. It's just moving.
Oh, I see it. I see it right there.
It's looking at me.
Anyway. People don't know what we're talking about, but there's like a sheet on his bench.
It's a plastic
that keeps
bag.
Flapping.
It's a plastic bag.
And the ceiling fan's blowing it. See,
anyway.
Ghost debunked.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Yes. Good job. There it is.
There's the ghost. He's wearing khaki shorts. He looks like a raptor. He runs like a raptor.
He runs like a raptor.
Going to talking about some fun movie news this All week. Right. D&D. The movie.
So, yeah.
So,
didn't they
okay,
try to make one you, before with the...
Okay.
Three.
But they have, like, actual, like, big company behind
well, okay,
it this time
okay, that's true.
Now.
The original company yep. was a company called, like, Sweet Pea Productions. And they were the ones that made that awful, awful movie that came out in 2000.
We can't help them.
And,
they must go
And
up.
Then there were, so. Like, two direct-to-video... D&D movies that basically showed up on like the Sci-Fi Channel.
But this Warner
but
Brothers
this one's
is
being
back
done by Warner
movie.
Brothers, right?
And we know Warner Brothers can do fantasy
sure.
really well because look at Harry
yeah,
Potter.
They've done Harry Potter. They've done you know Lord of the Rings because New Line Cinema is under Warner Brothers. So yeah, but
I just like what they're saying. Just like with D&D, you have like endless. Possibilities
yeah,
of what you
true.
Can do
the
with
only
it.
Problem the main red flag that came up for me in this is that the director of the original movie is producing so you know I don't know we'll see. I mean
we'll
it's
see,
just
but
they basically
I think
just
it,
well the only thing that they
I hope it
the only thing that they announced was that the lawsuit that Warner Brothers has been trying to go against Sweet Pea Productions, it's over,
well,
and Warner Brothers has won. And so now they own the license, which means they can move forward.
But there's already a script
well,
written.
That doesn't always mean anything. Because scripts can.
But that's it. But it means that they could, that it could move a lot quicker than writing a whole script. They could just tweak it now.
We'll see.
So... I don't know. I think it's really interesting. I really hope to see there's a rise in the fantasy movies genre.
That'll never happen.
Because, well, I mean, you saw the success of, like, Lord of the Rings,
but
and everyone got
that's
pumped
the,
up
I
with
think,
that.
That's
but
the only
the
fantasy
Hobbit
movies that really...
Nailed the last nail in the coffin because The Hobbit was so long and drawn out.
Yeah.
It was
and
overdone.
Boring as heck.
It was overdone.
Yeah, it should have only been one. Maybe
but,
two movies, but turn it into a third
you have,
movie.
You have Warcraft coming
that's
out next
true.
Year, and that's going to be a huge deciding factor on fantasy movies
maybe.
For the future, I think.
Got to wait and see.
I know. I think
because that movie...
People are going to
see like,
it because
oh.
it's Warcraft, and they've got like...
No, but I think people
million.
Are going to see it and say they want more.
Oh, speaking of Warcraft,
movies.
Did you see that they announced like their latest subscription numbers? They're down to like 5.1 million.
Wow!
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
that's rough.
It's the lowest they've been in like a long time.
Well, it'll go up
again
with
the
new
but it won't
expansion.
Go back to 10 million.
But I just want to touch on one thing real fast because I was excited about it, even though it has the huge potential of being the worst movie ever, is they announced the Naruto live action
Believe
movie
it!
Being made.
Yeah, it's not going to do well.
Believe it!
I have to have hope it. That there's going to be an anime movie out there somewhere that will be
Dude,
made
you know
well live
be,
action.
It's going to be Dragon Ball Z.
No, don't say that, please. Because Naruto is so cool. I love it.
A lot of people think that love Dragon Ball Z, and then they tried to do that live action, and it was like,
oh.
Dragon
Ball
Z
so
hey,
awful. It was
I think
like,
it
people grow
higher.
Up. Dragon Ball Z sucks. Realize it. Oh my gosh, that show sucked. The only people who like it who are like 10 years younger than me or more.
But hey,
well, it wasn't
hey,
my
Dragon Ball
generation.
Z probably has a better.
We had crappy GI Joe cartoon.
Fantastic Four does.
Yeah,
that's right. Probably.
So,
I went back and watched some G.I. Joe cartoons.
Oh, my gosh.
They are horrible.
I know.
They're awful.
Yeah.
I couldn't even watch it.
Really watch this?
Oh.
And we liked it? I remember like, literally running home from school so that
yes.
I could see it before.
Catch it in time.
Before, because otherwise, if I just walked, I would miss half of it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Nice. Well... let's talk about some other the bigger stuff that happened was
yeah,
gaming
Gamescom
news this week because of GamesCon going
Germany.
On right now.
And it's open to the public, unlike E3.
Yes, unlike
E3. Just a,
although E3 was
yeah,
slightly open to the public
E3
this year, but not
just
it's not like
industry.
GamesCon.
Whereas GamesCon is a completely open to the public convention. And so... there were only a couple press conferences. Microsoft had a really big one, a really good one. And it was just as good, if not better, than their E3 presentation. Really strong. And they pretty much just showed and talked about all of their exclusives, games that were only coming to Xbox. And a lot of them look really, really
That's,
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
probably the... The one that I was impressed with the most was Quantum Break, which is the time shifting controlling first the third person shooter type.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like a detective.
What's really interesting though is that it's got some big name actors behind it. It's got Sean Ashmore, who you know. He was Iceman on the X-Men movies. Aiden Gillian, the guy that plays Littlefinger on Game of Thrones. He's in it. He plays the bad guy, of course. Dominic Monaghan from Lord of the Rings. He's in it. So they've got all these really big names, and they're like completely digitally mapped, so it like looks. Like them in the game. But then what's interesting is that they're actually doing a live action TV series that goes along with the game where.
See, they tried to do that with Defiant.
But this is,
Defiant?
But that's like a sci-fi thing. And this,
I know, but.
And that's like
that,
an
it,
MMO
it
game. This is not, this is just a first person, it's not a first person, it's a shooter. But it's just really interesting how they're doing that, and it's a you know it's an Xbox One exclusive. Even the TV show is only going to be available through Xbox. I thought that was really interesting. They showed a couple others. They showed Scalebound, which is a like a fantasy
dragon riding
action RPG.
So they showed more of that because the last. Few stuff is just like oh
yeah,
here's a teaser trailer. Don't know what it's really about.
That actually, and it looked pretty cool. And apparently, there's you know, like you can totally customize your dragon to have you know various different attributes. And
I better not let my daughter see that.
Right.
She loves dragons.
And so, yeah, it's kind of interesting. There's more information out on the internet.
Cool.
But they talked about Crackdown 3, which is the next Crackdown in the series. That's, you know, just a shooter game. I'm trying to think of some of the other big ones. Oh, Halo 5, of course. Guardians. But they really, 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 really were pushing the esports thing as far as, like, Halo 5. They're like, it's all about esports.
Okay. Oh, did you hear about that big crackdown on esports with drug testing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Because one of the it all came about because there was a really big esports guy that's just like, yeah, we're all on speed, basically.
Hot.
And he's like, and what's the big deal? And so now they're cracking down on it, be like, well, because speed can give you an edge. Well, it give you an edge for your hand-eye coordination, can make your reflexes quicker. And so they're just like, you can't, you can't enhance yourself.
Right.
And so, yeah, they're doing drug testing for esports now. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
No.
It's like, it's like just like a real sport.
If there's money on the line, people will find a way to
cheat. That's true. There you go. There you go. What I really thought was interesting is how much they talked about, well, not a lot, but they did talk about just the Xbox One itself and some of the functionalities that are going to be available. They talked a lot about backwards compatibility and when that's going to finally be available for everybody. They announced the there's going to be a DVR functionality to the Xbox One now where you can actually, you know, just like a TiVo DVR, you can actually record to your Xbox One and play them back later. So that was pretty slick. And they talked about the integration with Windows 10 and how there's going to be like cross buy and cross play between the Xbox One and Windows 10 PCs. So any game that's going to come to the Xbox One they have the possibility to be cross-buy and cross-play to Windows PCs. So I thought that was kind of interesting that they talked about that. So they had a pretty good conference. You know, it was just games, and look how we can enhance your game capability. You can record your game stuff right on your PC, right on your Xbox, and record it and then stream it later and all that kind of cool stuff. So I was pretty impressed.
Yeah.
They did announce one game that I was actually pretty excited about, and that was Halo Wars 2, which is a real-time strategy game based in the Halo universe. The first game was pretty cool, but it was like exclusive to you had to have like Windows 8 or something like that to play the game.
Yeah,
and
it was
so
really weird.
I never played it because I didn't have Windows 8 on my main machine. But this new one that's coming out, Halo's War 2, is just going to be, you know, more of the real-time strategy. It's really going to take advantage of the Xbox One / Windows 10 crossplay.
Windows 10, so it'll be available on Windows 10 as
well. I thought that was
well.
Pretty cool because I do enjoy real-time strategy.
Yeah, definitely.
But then EA also had a press conference.
Battlefront.
Yes. Star Wars Battlefront. They announced
that game's gonna be just ridiculously huge.
They announced
when
a new mode in Battlefront, and it's called dogfighting.
Yeah.
And
it's like,
seriously, it's TIE fighters versus X wings in pure dogfight mode. It was like so cool. I was watching the gameplay trailer. I was just like, okay, that's just awesome. And so I guess eventually. Just like in the ground maps, eventually you can unlock heroes like Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader. Well, in this dogfighting mode, you can eventually unlock hero ships like the Millennium Falcon or the Slave One, based on which side you're fighting for. So that was pretty cool. I was watching all of this. I'm like, yep.
So now with the gameplay, Like, do you, is it going to just specifically be in first person, or are they allowing third person too? Because
it's gonna
I
be
see
both. You can
like
switch
in
the
in
camera.
The, switch it because like
yeah.
when you do like
yeah.
spins
but
and stuff, it you could do it.
It's
in third
10 versus
person.
10.
Right.
It's kind of like a battleground.
Yeah, it's like
is
a
really. Is it really going to be fun though?
Well, it's 10 versus
people
10.
People screaming at you, you noob.
Well,
what are you doing?
That's just true for any multiplayer
like,
game.
Any online
that's
game.
That's why you just mute
that.
Everybody and just lone wolf it.
Yeah. So right. it's
like,
10 versus
it.
10, but just ignore everybody.
Yeah.
Do your
right.
own thing.
No, I'm sure there'll be, you know, there are probably, because there are, apparently there are strategies. You're just like, okay, you're supposed to take the shuttle out. Oh, you're supposed to protect the shuttle. You know, those kinds of things. In addition to just
yeah.
running around
see,
and killing
see,
everyone.
I would love to do just play it not in a multiplayer setting, just
yeah.
in a story setting.
There will be, I mean, there will be
yeah.
other games that will be available in the Star Wars universe. Now that Disney owns the you know, the Lucas
yeah.
Gaming.
Remember Wing Commander?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'd love like a
or
Star
like,
Wars version of that.
Did you ever play? You never played X-Wing?
X-Wing,
or TIE
yeah, but it
dude,
was
those
not.
Those were awesome.
It
no,
wasn't.
They
as
were
cool.
awesome. No.
No.
They were awesome.
Okay, what the Battlefront stuff is way more cool looking.
Well,
than
looking
anything
sure.
X-Wing.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember,
sure,
X-Wing
looks
came
good.
Out. X-Wing came out what?
But how sexy you know? Is it on the inside?
So, yes, yep. Battlefront was probably their biggest, you know, they did talk about some other games. They talked about Unravel, which is that little platformer. They talked about
yeah.
Edge Catalyst,
Edge.
Which is the sequel to Mirror's Edge, which I'm pretty excited about because I really enjoyed the
mm-hmm.
first one. That's the first-person parkour shooter slash fighting.
Don't play that
yeah,
game if you get
yeah,
motion sickness.
That's, yeah, definitely. What I think was really interesting, though, is that they did actually talk about Star Wars The Old Republic more and their new Knights of the Fallen Empire expansion that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really interesting
yeah.
that they're really pushing this Knights of the Fallen Empire expansion. And I think they're smart because it's really getting back to like story-driven gameplay that people expect from BioWare. And they're really kind of getting back to that where it's going to be, you know, single player story driven campaign. So even more now, Star Wars The Old Republic is it's becoming a single player MMO. So I think that's how I used to always play it anyway.
yeah, pretty much.
So those were the two big press conferences that occurred during Gamescom was the Microsoft and the EA. But then Blizzard had their own little mini press conference, mostly to announce the new expansion to World of Warcraft, which is called Legion. So they're going back to the Burning Legion as being the big bad of the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have a new continent. It's going to have a new class that you're actually going to be able to play
demon
a demon hunter.
Hunter.
So
mm-hmm.
that's pretty cool. They're going to up the level.
So Ryan, being the big, you know, you're the only one playing WoW
mm-hmm.
right now. So tell us your thoughts about
this. Well, the one thing that I didn't want to see, well, I wasn't really expecting another class, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But when they said they were going to have the demon hunter class, I'm like, ooh, now I got to watch the feed because I really didn't want to see another triple spec class.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see another healer
uh-huh.
because
well, apparently
we had all the bases covered.
Dual spec.
Right. So I thought that would add something like crazy into the mix and it would be completely unbalanced. But what we needed was a fun, dynamic DPS and tank. Most importantly, tank.
Right.
And so it is a DPS and a tank.
Right.
So what they need to do is they need to make tanking more fun so there's more tanks.
yeah.
So
listen
hopefully
all you tank players.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll make
be a tank.
Hunters on
these
the way.
Demon hunters feel like DPS while they're actually tanking.
Tanking, right.
So if they can do that, they will truly have a, you know, a good
yeah.
balance for
yeah,
groups
I agree.
And stuff.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
raising the level cap another 10
cap
levels.
Is, 110. You know, there's going to be new dungeons.
Yeah, and I think the Demon Hunters, they said they start off at a higher level.
Yeah, just like when they did...
the Death Knights started at 55,
so they'll probably
they'll start at 95.
90? You think they'll start on that high, 90?
Well, it was 55 when the level cap was 60 when they released the Death Knights.
That's true. So maybe it will be 95 or even 100.
No, wait. The level cap was 70
because
they
70?
Just released it.
Okay.
So if they put them at 95.
Yeah, 90 or 95. Because
yeah.
You can, because if you buy the, like, if you bought the last expansion, they gave you a free 90 level character, right?
Right. And the with the this new expansion, they'll give you 100.
Oh, they've already said that?
Well, they said that the paid level, because you can pay to have your character boosted up to 90.
Okay.
So in the new expansion, it will now go to 100.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
I don't know if they're going to give you a free level 100.
Right.
What I'd like to see is another character slot, actually.
Hmm.
So... Because so mine
you
are
can
all
make
full.
Well,
like,
right, so
have, like they're all full of 100.
You have like
oh my
880s, 800
yeah.
level.
And so
so
want,
you get
like,
a kill off, right?
Exactly. I got to get rid of one to have a death, or a death hunter, demon hunter.
Yeah. Interesting.
But this
expansion
is like what? At least a year out, because they still got to do alpha and beta.
Yeah, they haven't even done betas yet.
It'll come out BlizzCon.
When is BlizzCon?
Boom.
What's the
October?
Date on that?
Isn't it
no chance on that.
No. I think they'll give a lot more information at BlizzCon. I don't think it'll come out this November. No way. They would have already said.
I think you'll be surprised because they've been working on it already. Like,
of course they've been working on it.
To the point where
it's, have a beta.
Well, I know, but.
That's how they catch so much junk that they haven't thought of.
Well, then at least the beta will be announced at BlizzCon.
Well,
maybe they'll give free beta
that's
keys.
They may do the beta. Yeah, and they'll give away beta keys at BlizzCon. I'll go with that. But and they may announce a release date, but it's probably not going to be until after the first of the year.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm guessing
like next
May.
Summer. Yeah, next summer.
Yeah.
I like the artifact weapons though. That's pretty cool. Like each specialization.
Ashbringer.
Each specialization is going to have its own artifact weapon.
Yeah, not only that, but you can customize it to look any way you want, and it has its own skill tier, so
it levels up with you.
You can level it up in different ways,
yeah,
so that each one is going to be different.
And once you have earned your artifact weapon, that gives you access to the new class halls that are going to be in the new expansion.
I don't know how that's going to... I wonder... they didn't really say much about the class halls, but going back to the artifact weapons, is this going to be like the legendary weapons that are currently in game? Because those are really, really, really hard to get.
No, it's a quest.
Okay, so everyone will have
access to
it.
Everybody's going to have them. Yeah, because it's going to be a quest. They did say that each artifact will be the reward of a unique quest line.
But
so,
sometimes those quest lines only happen if you kill the boss in a raid and it drops an item.
That may be true. That may be part of the quest. They didn't
start raiding people.
Right, they didn't specifically say that. But they did say that once you have earned your artifact weapon, then you'll be able to access the class hall. And then the hall actually is where you customize your artifact weapon.
Yeah, they said that, but they were kind of vague on what else the class hall does.
Yeah, they said it's going to be a recruitment station for followers, and that they're going to have a new follower set up.
And they did say that Dalaran is going to appear in the Shattered Isles or whatever.
The Broken
Dalaran Isles. Is the floating city in Northrend.
Right.
It's the capital city. And that city was a complete lag fest. So they said they're bringing it back. I'm like,
Blizzard also had a couple of other smaller announcements. Like they introduced a new character in Overwatch. But also, they announced three new characters and a new map for Heroes of the Storm, which I was pretty excited about. Finally, they within the Diablo world, there's going to be a support character, and it's going to be the monk.
Cool.
And Karkazim. I'm saying that wrong.
Karkazim.
But so
is that the character's
game is he from?
Karazim.
Oh, he's from Diablo. He's the monk from Diablo.
The monk from Diablo. Karazim.
They've been doing a lot of Diablo stuff in Heroes of the Storm lately.
Well, it's because it's kind of like the Diablo turn basically, he's the last character in the Diablo thing, and also the Infernal Shrines is the map within the Diablo world that they introduced as well. But they needed a support character within the Diablo characters because they didn't have a support character yet. So they wanted to introduce that. But they introduced a new ranged warrior, which is cool because they don't really have a ranged warrior. They have ranged assassins and stuff like that. That's Rexxar.
Oh yeah,
World of Warcraft.
I recognize.
In Warcraft, he's a hunter.
Yeah, Rexxar.
Recognize Rexxar.
Yeah. So that's why he's ranged. And so he also has his bear Misha with him. Yes, and that's part of his character.
Send the bear out to attack and stuff.
You have. Yeah, you have both of them in it, and you have to work well with controlling both of them. And so,
it's kind of like when you play the Lost Vikings, where you have multiple characters that you're controlling.
Multiple characters, yeah. But Misha is always by you, though. You can't send her off by herself somewhere. She stays by you because she's an integral part of your combat. But she's there, and so we have that character coming out. And usually, when they announce characters,
they come out.
We'll
pretty
see
quick.
Them probably within the next, Karazim, the monk. He'll probably, be out in 2 weeks, and then Rexxar will probably be out in a month, and then the third character, which most people were really excited about, was finally a warrior class StarCraft. His character's name is Artanis, and so he's the StarCraft warrior, and they say that he's going to be, they wanted to make the StarCraft, since they don't have one, obviously, they're making him pretty formidable foe to start with and everything. So people were really excited about that because you get the support character for Diablo, and then you get a new character from World of Warcraft, but then you get that warrior class for StarCraft.
I'm kind of unfamiliar with Heroes of the Storm. So do you with Dota 2 and League of Legends, you do have to purchase these new characters, right? I mean, there's a certain number that are free.
Yes, every week, like on Tuesday, there will be 7 free available characters. And eventually the new characters will go into that cycle as well. To begin with, to play them, if you want to play them on the day that they're launched, you have to purchase them. Or you can just wait. So technically you don't have to purchase anything. But you get in-game gold, and so you can purchase characters that way as well. And so, I've purchased all my characters with all, 11 of the characters I own with just in-game gold.
Cool.
And so I haven't spent any real money, but you can. And, depending on how long they've been in the game or how integral, how popular they are, is their cost. So people will have a chance to play them eventually. The newest character out is Leoric. He's the Skeleton King. I haven't played him yet, but I also haven't played the Butcher yet, which was right before him. So I usually will play them as they come to be free, but I have my select few characters that I really enjoy playing, and that's what I do. But it's going to be exciting. The cool thing about about heroes is, and that kind of differentiates themselves from like League and Dota 2, is, well, first of all, Dota 2, you only have one map. There's only one map.
Huh. Okay.
Yes. Now they have like, they have 200 or whatever characters, and they're all free at the very, like, you don't have to pay anything for the characters. So they, but they only have one map the whole time. And so, and League of Legends only has like three maps.
Hmm. For some reason, I thought they had more.
Yeah.
And so, Yeah, and that's it. And so everyone plays the same maps over and over. And so there's, you know, they keep create, but Heroes already has, well, and Heroes already has eight different maps, and they have less characters.
Blizzard,
but they
take something and makes it better.
Well, the cool thing about Heroes that makes them different as well, besides having multiple maps, is they make the maps themselves like. They add extra objectives on the map that, you know, one of the maps, like, you have to gather seeds in order to make your garden terror, and you can go take your garden terror.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they have, like, a big boss that you can earn.
Yeah, and or there's, you know, there's other maps where you collect, you know, the crow symbol, and, you know, if you collect three of them, the minions are of the opposing team have like one life and their towers can't attack you. And so with Dota and League, like, it's just, it's all about staying in your lane and, you know, just stay in your lane and do your job in your lane. But in Heroes, you have to work as a team, especially for those objectives, because if you just let the other team get the objectives all the time, then they're you know, 9 out of 10 times they're gonna destroy you each time. And so Blizzard's like, okay, well, one, we're gonna add more maps, and they keep adding more maps, and they're adding new characters, but we're also gonna add extra elements to the game that make it different. And then of course Heroes in itself is more user friendly for beginner players and and casual players, whereas League of Legends and Dota
pure
is like,
toxic.
You don't go and play in League or Dota 2 unless you're like really good, because that's not a place for casual players.
I've tried that.
It sucks. It sucks. It should be good for casual.
Yeah.
But Heroes is different. Like I play like once a week, maybe more than that, but I feel like I can hold my own, and there's different sections. Like, you can play against just the computer, like AI. You don't have to play against other people, or you could do quick match, which is generally what most people do. Or if you do want to get intense and do stuff, then you go join Hero League when you're high enough level, and then you're competing for rank, and that's when people get intense. But if you're just a casual player, just go do a quick match every once in a while, and you're good.
Cool.
That's what I really like about it.
Excellent.
So,
more
excited
than
about those new characters. And
about the Storm. No, I'm just
there. Never.
It. He loves
and
it.
Everyone just come play, and you guys
I
play
know.
With me too. You
I know.
Big jerk.
Yeah, we're
not playing with me.
Got more important things to do.
But
not enough time.
Play games with each other. All right, well, anyway, that's it for the Weekly Geek, and had a lot of fun things to talk about, but now let's get to something else more fun. Geeky Trivia! And John is in charge of trivia this week.
Me and you, Barry.
That's right, so you have a 50-50 chance. Actually, it's a good thing that I didn't... Initially, I was going to go with World of Warcraft trivia, but I thought that would be a little bit too one-sided because Barry knows nothing about
Ryan needs a win.
World of Warcraft, and Ryan knows all of it. So
I know
it's just that tonight it's just going to be random geeky trivia.
Cool. cool. I've actually learned more about Warcraft, World of Warcraft, and other Warcraft stuff ever since I started playing Heroes, because there's a lot of the Warcraft characters, and then I'm like, oh, I want to know more about that character, so I find out about their history and stuff.
Okay, so question one.
All right.
Greebles are a critical element of set design in which movie genre?
Star Wars. Sci-fi.
Sci-fi is correct, and Ryan gets a bonus point for the first use of a Greeble. Ryan, can you tell us what a Greeble is?
Greeble is just a little, like a thing that they stick on, like they have them on the droids or
it's
the helmets.
It's like bits and knobs and things on the spaceships.
All because, the tiny little thing is that
because when you look
everywhere.
When you look at a Star Wars spaceship, they have like all these little things on the surface of the spaceship, and this because they're like, no, we don't want to make these smooth bubble ships. We want to make them interesting looking.
Yeah.
We want to because it's technology. They built it, and so now that's just kind of the standard. Anytime you, especially in the sci-fi genre, if you see a spaceship, it has all of these little things all over the skin of the starship, and those are called Greebles. So good job, Ryan. All right.
Interesting.
Now you know.
I did not know that.
Movie
it's half the battle.
Featured a very limited color palette in a nod to its comic book origins?
Sin City.
What did you say, Barry?
Sin City.
Sin City. That's a good guess.
It's not Sin City?
No,
it's not Sin City. Not The Shadow.
The Shadow.
Let me give you some
Watchmen.
Choice.
No.
Okay. You got Hellboy.
The
Crow.
No.
Dick Tracy. Or Batman.
Dick Tracy.
Ooh, Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy is correct.
See, I was thinking along the same lines.
Yeah, you're,
I was like,
you're
the Shadow.
Thinking along the same lines.
But the Sin City is a good answer.
That is a good answer. Because it's all black and white.
True.
That is very limited. That's true. Okay. Harley Quinn, who is the Joker's sidekick.
Batman.
Okay. She was inspired by an episode of what? Where did the inspiration for Harley Quinn come from?
I've heard this before, but I can't remember it.
You'll never. I'll give you multiple choice.
Episode of
Looney Tunes, okay. Tales from the Crypt, Days of Our Lives, or The Twilight Zone?
Huh. Okay. Good. It's not ringing a bell.
I'm going to go with Looney Tunes.
All right. The correct answer is Days of Our Lives.
Wow.
There was an episode where the character on the show had like a weird dream where she was dressed up as this crazy clown looking person, and for some reason the director of the Batman animated series was just inspired by that. And it just turns out that the actress that played that character in Days of Our Lives went on to do the voice of Harley Quinn in the animated series. They were friends.
And it's the voice that we all associate with Harley.
That's right. That's
hey,
the one.
Mr. G.
All right. Next question. This should be a gimme. Blade Runner, Total Recall, A Scanner Darkly, and Minority Report are all based on works by which author?
Philip K. Dick.
That's correct. Like I said, a gimme. All right.
Barry's like, I didn't know that.
Barry, you failed.
I didn't know that.
Start reading books. Should have been a gimme.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. The only.
Well, I almost said William Gibson at first.
Oh, that I would have given you negative points for that. The only Mythbusters claim to receive a simultaneous busted, plausible, and confirmed rating was which claim?
Wow, I have no idea. I don't even know that.
Okay. Multiple choice. Flying a concrete plane. The lethality of falling bullets. Cleaning rust with Coca-Cola. or creating diamonds via a microwave?
Concrete
the
thing.
Bullet one.
The bullet one is correct.
Ah.
So it received a simultaneous busted, plausible, and confirmed rating because they tested it, and shooting straight up in the air and having the bullet fall back down was busted because it would just spin in the air and it would lose any, you know, aerodynamic.
But if they shot it at an angle.
But if they shot it at an angle, it continued to rifle
that.
Where it would eventually impact at a lethal.
Because there have been confirmed people who have been shot.
So,
right.
So they came up with the plausible when they shot it themselves and saw the arc. But then, yes, there have been confirmed deaths from people who have been shot by a falling bullet.
New Year's.
Usually
or
New Year's Day. Yeah.
Or July 4th.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
New Year's
right.
Day.
Don't shoot your gun off into
that's
the sky.
Okay, so... moving on. This one, I'll probably skip that one. You guys won't get that one. Which character was created because of Nintendo's inability to license Popeye? Okay, multiple choice.
Hold on.
Pitt, Lucas, Mario, or Fox McCloud?
Pitt
is incorrect. The correct answer is Mario.
Oh.
So they tried to license Popeye, and they couldn't license Popeye, so they created their own character, which was Mario. Yep, there you go.
Good for them.
I don't think Popeye would have done very well.
Nope, probably not. All right, which video game is considered to have defined the genre of real-time strategy games?
Wolfenstein.
Civilization.
No.
Oh, real-time strategy.
Real-time strategy.
I was thinking for
Civilization is turn-based. Real-time strategy. So you have Command & Conquer is correct.
Command & Conquer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good job, Barry. I was going to give you multiple choice, but you didn't need it. All right.
I didn't need it.
Fake money used in which movie was so realistic it led to a real counterfeiting investigation?
Catch Me If You Can.
Multiple choice. Heat, Rush Hour 2, The Real McCoy, and Ocean's 11.
The Real McCoy.
Incorrect.
Ocean's 11. I'll just say
incorrect.
That.
The correct answer is Rush Hour 2. Yeah, the money used in that movie
really?
Is so close to being real that it actually prompted them to do a counterfeiting investigation.
Wow.
Okay. The iconic comedy film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, was financed by what unlikely source? A, Pink Floyd. B, Australian camel herders. C, Queen Elizabeth. Or D, Sam Walton.
Who's Sam Walton?
Let's say
Pink Floyd.
He created Walmart.
Pink Floyd, because I don't have any other.
Australian.
Pink Floyd is correct.
Yes.
They had earned so much money with Dark Side of the Moon that they decided to take some of it and invest it. So they decided to invest it in a comedy film, which was Python and the Holy Grail.
How
much money
spent.
Did they donate?
I don't remember.
That's hilarious.
All right. Steven Spielberg submitted which of his films as a college graduation requirement?
I know this one.
No.
Indiana Jones.
No.
E.T.
Jaws.
No.
No.
That was not Steven Spielberg. No,
it's James
the
Cameron,
Schindler's List is the correct answer.
Oh.
Schindler's List.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
The best-selling computer game of the 1990s was what? No.
Counter-Strike.
90s.
1990s.
1990,
so you have,
best of the selling.
Multiple choice.
PC
Sim
game?
City.
Probably SimCity.
Doom.
Ooh, that's good.
Wolfenstein 3D.
Ooh.
Or Myst.
Ooh.
Myst.
Myst is correct.
I was going to say Myst because I knew that was
that
right
game,
when you
well,
said it.
You also have to remember, Myst actually came bundled with Windows. It was like one of the games that was like included in your installation of Windows.
Right.
So, yeah, it became, because of that, it became one of the biggest selling games of the 90s. Okay, Nintendo experimented in the late 1980s with what odd NES peripheral?
The glove.
The power glove. Nope.
The power glove.
So, okay, multiple choice.
Nope.
Rob the robot.
Virtual reality.
No. Nope. Okay. A mini oven. A lie detector.
What?
A holographic projector.
Oh, goodness.
Or a knitting machine.
A lie detector.
I don't know. An oven.
No, the correct answer is a knitting machine.
What the heck?
Oh, my gosh.
They actually.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
And you could buy the cartridge that had the patterns, and it was this little knitting machine that plugged into your NES, and it actually knitted out the pattern that was stored on the cartridge. And you could see it on the screen. You could choose the patterns and then knit it out on this machine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to see that. I bet somebody on YouTube has one.
Maybe. Okay. Now a sci-fi staple, the term Earthling originally referred to what? A, burrowing snakes. B, yams. C, farmers. Or D, earthworms.
Farmers.
Yams.
Farmers is correct.
Because,
you
suck.
Know, they were Earthlings.
You're getting all the wrong answers. We're both guessing.
You're both guessing.
And you're guessing way,
Ryan's just
way
guessing
off.
Correct. All right.
I just thought it'd be funny
farmers.
If it was yams.
You're just hungry.
I mean, Earthlings. Okay.
There's a ghost in your room.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Who performed Darth Vader's iconic lightsaber duels?
Peter.
Okay, some of these are obviously incorrect, but A, James Earl Jones. B, Bob Anderson.
No.
C, David Prowse. Or D, George Lucas.
Well, David Prowse was the guy as
David
Vader,
Prowse.
I don't think he actually. He wasn't the act. He would teach us to the acting. He didn't do the sword fighting. What was the other guy's name?
Not. what other guy? Which one? A. David. That was David.
I said
Prowse.
David.
Okay. So A. James Earl Jones. B. Bob Anderson. C. David Prowse. D. George Lucas.
Oh, David Prowse.
By elimination, David Prowse is incorrect. Yeah. It was Bob Anderson.
I was going to say Bob Anderson, but
Bob,
I was thinking
Bob.
Yeah, Bob Anderson was the fight choreographer and the swordsman, and he actually was the one that did all of the fight scenes.
Who's the guy that does the sounds? Who's the sound effects special guy?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought his name was Bob Anderson. Whatever.
All right.
Wars sound guy.
Yeah.
Ben Burt. See, I was close. Ben.
It came up with Ben Burt from that.
Yeah.
Star Wars sound guy.
Yeah. I even spelled the sound wrong.
Wow. Good job.
All right.
Good job.
In
Google.
The 1980s, there was a brief but active trend in comic books portraying what?
In the 80s?
In the 1980s, there was a brief but active trend in comic book portrayals. A, superhuman Nazis. B,
mullet.
Space vixens. C, mutant animals. Or D, cyborg bounty hunters.
Cyborg bounty hunters.
Ooh.
Neither answer is correct.
Vixens.
Mutant animals.
What are we talking about?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was so popular that it spawned like a ton of copycat comic books. And they all have like crazy rhyming names I can't even remember. But they all have a play off of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like. Kung Fu Panda.
Favorite movie.
Turtle Pat. Yeah, right.
The
All
new
right.
one.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Which actor voiced the Joker in Batman the Animated Series but was cut because he terrified children?
Ooh. I don't know. I want to hear it.
So
it's not
Mark Hamill.
That's who became the Joker after this person
I
wanna was
cut. I want to hear the guy. I don't know. I give up.
Wait.
Christopher Walken. So, Batman.
So,
I'm coming for you.
I'm gonna make people laugh.
Boogity, boogity. Okay. Multiple choice.
Who?
Tim Curry.
Who?
Mark Hamill. James Woods. Or Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
That is incorrect. Tim Curry.
Really? Because he's done so many other voices.
I know. That was when I found out that I was like, "That's so cool." But yeah, he was
Sam Curry. He was Joker voice.
Joker.
Ooh, it's on here.
It's on here. Yeah. Apparently, he was so scary that they're like, "No, we can't do that because this is like an animated series for kids, so we can't have him be that scary." Yeah. So good job, Tim. All right. What inspired Frank Herbert to write his iconic sci-fi novel, Dune? A, Death Valley. B, the Sahara Desert. C, Oregon Dunes. Or D, the Great Dune of Pila. The Oregon Dunes
Oregon
is correct.
Oregon Dunes.
What the?
Harry guessed correctly.
Yes.
So. Apparently he just, you know, vacationed there.
Yeah, I did.
He's like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'll write a novel based on the dunes.
I'll write a book about giant worms.
The great
and
book.
Spice.
The good. Others are kind of trippy, but the first one was good.
Yeah, I read it not too long ago, actually. All right. One more. Okay,
All right.
Just one more.
One more.
Which video game franchise features indestructible and vengeful chickens? Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda.
If you try to go after the chickens, they
stink
will come
chicken.
Back. They will come after you.
They will come after you
all
and
right.
kill you.
So that's all for Geeky Trivia, and Ryan wins.
Yes.
Yeah, woo.
Sweet.
Yeah,
Ryan.
Ryan
stole the speed, like, double various points.
Yeah, he rocked me. Yeah, I could
I could have done World War Cup Trivia,
keep up.
And Ryan still would have won.
Still
hey, I don't win very often.
That's right. Good
All
job,
right.
Ryan.
See, Mike only wins when it's 80s movies.
All right, thanks, guys.
I just, whenever it's completely random, I win.
That's right. Whenever I'm not
All right,
playing.
Well, Ryan, you're in charge of me next week.
Whenever Sean's so not playing.
That's right. I win with
right, stop him.
Yeah, John usually wins. Thank you for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net and anywhere else, just go to theclosetgeek.net. We're everywhere. And thank you to Doghouse Systems for the affiliation. Use the code CLOSETGEEK when you purchase your gaming system, and you'll get a free 120 gigabyte SSD. And do all your online shopping on Amazon with our Amazon affiliate link. Or if you just feel like donating, we now have a donate button on our website Ooh. And our Facebook page, and you can help support the Closet Geek, and we can bring you more great, wonderful things. So thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher, and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.